This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. In parts of rural Pennsylvania, there has been growing angst about Governor Wolf's coronavirus shutdown plan. In places where COVID-19 case counts are low, some say the state is not acting fast enough to reopen the economy. But rural Pennsylvania has not been immune to its own spikes of the virus. As part of Keystone Crossroads' Embedded 2020 project, Laura Benchoff takes us to one such hot spot where residents are hearing mixed messages about stay-at-home orders.
Rodrigo Ortiz has been trying to sound the alarm about COVID-19.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Buenas tardes. ¿Cómo están todos?
Here he is at the end of April, standing in front of a coronavirus testing site in downtown Chambersburg, wearing a heavy-duty face mask while recording himself on Facebook Live. He says, there's a lot of people who think nothing will happen. They keep getting together, keep having parties. He wants his community to know that they're being disproportionately affected by the coronavirus.
El 60% de las personas que vienen a hacerse la prueba están saliendo positivas.
He says 60% of people here are testing positive.
Y esas personas, en su mayoría, son hispanas.
And the majority are Hispanic. Franklin County in central Pennsylvania now has more than 560 confirmed COVID cases. And about half of those are in Chambersburg, the county seat. Around a dozen people in the county have died, according to the State Department of Health. In early May, the borough landed in a list of the top 10 places where COVID cases were growing the fastest, according to the New York Times. The area leans Republican politically and is fueled by farmland and warehouses, but Chambersburg proper is more like a small city and more politically and racially diverse. Ortiz's group has been trying to do everything it can to convince people to stay home, including tapping local churches to do home delivery of food to the needy. Ben Raber with Network Ministries is helping with that.
If you want food, you have to show up. But if you have the coronavirus, you shouldn't be showing up at a food pantry.
But efforts to keep people home have been somewhat undercut by other messaging. The case numbers here aren't on the scale of harder hit places like New York or Philadelphia. So some local lawmakers, frustrated by weeks of economic stasis, are calling for Franklin County to reopen.
I am really excited to see so many great Americans rising up and saying no to the nonsense.
That's Republican State Senator Doug Mastriano at a protest rally in Harrisburg a few weeks ago. He's one of seven elected officials in the area who signed a letter late last week announcing their intention to move Franklin County out of the strictest red phase of Governor Wolf's coronavirus lockdown order as of today.
I am just really troubled at how quickly we were willing to surrender our right.
In response to those who say they'll defy state orders, Wolf says he could withhold funding from counties that don't cooperate or pull the licenses of scofflaw businesses. Mastriano says it's really up to individual towns or business owners if they want to heed that threat.
You know, what power and authority do I have to reopen a county? You know, as a federal system, not much as a state elected official. Basically what we're saying is businesses, we will let you decide what to do.
Several key local figures didn't sign that letter. Chambersburg Borough Council President Alice Aliyah and the mayor wrote their own statement to constituents.
I basically just wrote a statement that indicates that we are still in red in the borough of Chambersburg. And as far as county data goes, we have not reached the numbers we need to reach.
She says they were getting a lot of calls from confused business owners who weren't sure, should they open or not? Aliyah says there's probably a lot of reasons why the borough has more cases than the county. It's denser, it's home to some nursing homes, and more people of color live here, who nationally are disproportionately hit by the coronavirus.
And I do worry that not only in Chambersburg, but in our country and across the world, we're going to have pockets of people who are stigmatized.
One way to break that stigma and keep people safe is to make sure they're armed with the facts. Rodrigo Ortiz with MILPA, the grassroots advocacy group, says Spanish speakers weren't initially getting good information. So he and other local leaders put out this public service announcement, telling people to take the coronavirus seriously.
El coronavirus es necesario que lo tomemos en serio.
In it, you hear a nurse and local pastors, members of the Catholic Church, and the business community, all with the same message. If you have symptoms, get tested. And please, stay home.
Por favor, quédense en casa.
Por favor, quédense en casa.
Por favor, quédense en casa.
Since the recent spike in cases, local health officials say the numbers have plateaued. The hope is clear communication will keep driving the trend downward. Laura Benshoff, Keystone Crossroads.